week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
What a beautiful thought that I'm thinking concerning the great speckled bird. Remember, her name is recorded on the pages of God's holy word. Desiring to lower her standard, they watch every move that she makes. They try to find fault with her teaching, but really they find no mistakes. In the presence of her despisers, with a song never uttered before, she'll arise and be gone in a moment, for her great tribulations are o'er. Quivering.
Let's give her a big hand for that. I'll tell you, if Marie leaves me anything in her will, I hope she leaves me that talent. You ever notice she played the guitar, she played the bass guitar, now she's playing a steel guitar. Hey, man, praise the Lord.
Well, I'm glad that I've learned about His meekness, and I'm proud that my name is in His book. For I want to be one, never fearing, on the face of my Savior I look.
I like this one.
When He cometh descending from heaven, on the clouds as He rides in His word, I'll be joyfully carried to meet Him on the wings of that great speckled bird.
Well, let me say this again now. This was taped back in 2002. And you hear a lot of people on here I mentioned who have passed on. I want to remember them. And this is birthday month coming up in February the 17th. So you remember my birthday and help me here on the broadcast. Let's go back now and listen to some more music. And again, this was taped in 2002.
On our broadcast, we tried to be a very personal broadcast. We really had a battle. Now, we don't like to tell the devil that he's really give us a fit, but, well, the truth's the truth, but God is victorious. I'd like to remember today Ernest and Betty Jo Atkins. Words would escape me to tell what these folks mean to us. We certainly appreciate them. Frank and Bonnie and also Clifford Rains and Clifford. I never could get up with Miss June Wickline, but I hope everything's going well with her. I did try to call her, but I never could reach her, but I hope she's doing well. And then also Calvin and Delphia Lemon. I hope they're doing real good. Then we want to send the broadcast. We want to go back now. We want to do one here. This one's by Clyde Murphy, and I hope you enjoy it. He says, come and see me in my new home.
When you get to heaven on some morning path, and the Savior gives you a crown to wear, you will want to visit the ones you have known.
Come and see you home. Come and see me when you get there. I will be living on Glory Square when you see the Savior and those you have known. Come and see me in my new home.
You will be as welcome as the flowers in May, with so many loved ones that have gone that way. When you say good morning to those you have known,
come and see me in my new home. Come and see me when you get there.
I will be living on Glory Square
Clyde, Juanita, and Wanda, we certainly do miss worshiping with you. My, we had some good times together, but you wait till we get to our new home, Clyde. We will have a great time, won't we? Well, I certainly appreciate you, Mr. Woodson Cox. We appreciate you and your concern for our broadcast. Then also Alan Prophet and his wife, Melinda, my great friends of ours. We hope that they are enjoying the broadcast in the Sunrise Chapel. And they've been great to support us and help us keep the broadcast going. As we told you last week, we did hit a virus and we had to replace and repair. And well, we're just trying to get back on our feet. But if God be for us, who can be against us? But that doesn't mean that the devil ain't going to do everything he possibly can. But we're victorious because we are here this morning preaching and singing the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we certainly appreciate you, Evelyn and Bob and Guy. We appreciate you and also Susie. I want to remember you in the broadcast. Martha sat down the other day and did a brand new song for you, and we're going to put it on right now. I want you to give it a listen to. I think she does a great job on it. And, I want to send it out to the sick and the shut in Miss Ethel Coulter, who is in the hospital, and she's recovering and doing much better. So you pray for her. But as Martha does this beautiful song for us, it says, "Even in the valley."
You know, I'm sitting here as I was listening to this recording, 222, back, that's a lot of years ago, but a lot of our friends have done gone on to the other side. I think about everyone I've mentioned, their name, they done slipped off into eternity, but I haven't forgotten them. I've got a lot of friends out there in radio land, and a lot of people done gone. Martha's gone now, and Miss Coulter's gone, and well, Bob and Evelyn, I think Evelyn is still living. I think she's in an assisted living home, the last I heard. But Bob left us several years back. So a lot of people done going on. But listen, they're out of sight, but they're not out of mind. They've already made their goal and fought the good fight of faith. So let's go back now and listen to this tape. Again, this is a tape made in 2002.
There's not a place where God's hand can reach down. Even the valley is higher ground. I've soared with eagles and I've fallen low, through peaks and through valleys, that's just where life goes. But I found the peace in the midst of despair when I discovered that God's everywhere. Even the valley is higher ground. Say
Satan can't touch me where God's love abounds. There's not a place where God's hand can reach down. Even the valley is higher ground. Even the valley is higher ground.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that. I want to do that very personally just to the sick and the shut-in. Like I said, Miss Ethel Coulter's in the hospital. James and Louise Ellison, we certainly appreciate you, and also Philip and Kathy Ballard. My Philip, he keeps our internet going, keeps our computer going, and helps us to do the broadcast. And my good friend Dana Olson received a letter from his brother way out in Arizona. And we have a webpage ministry on stbi.org, and you can pull that up, and inside in there you'll find the sermons that we preach here. And then you'll find songs and all of that. And I received a letter from Daryl Olson from out in Arizona, and he and Dana keeps the webpage going. And Daryl said he was looking forward to this Sunday's broadcast. And you see, he was the one that put me on the virus that had gotten into my documents and wiped us out to begin with. So he came back with an email and said, well, praise God. And then he began that. He said, I'm looking forward to hearing Something to Believe In back on the radio next Sunday. So we are, Daryl, and we certainly do appreciate you. Appreciate also Thomas Goodwin, and appreciate Doris Neely. We appreciate these folks, people that we're mentioning here now. And sure, as we mentioned, people will forget somebody, but if you'd like to drop me a card or a letter or help me on the broadcast, then you just do that, and I will recognize you. I don't just call names because they give money to the broadcast, but I call your name because I love you, I appreciate you, and you know what the heavy load is, and you help me to carry that load. So you are the preacher there, and I'm the preacher here, and together we stand, as divided we fall. So Doris Neely, we appreciate you. Also, Mr. and Mrs. Roger Kraft, we appreciate her. And he, and also my good friend Jack Reed. My Jack has been a great friend of mine, and he's going to be a great friend of mine, and we've kind of corresponded together, and Jack's always been there for me when I need to call him, and I just call him sometime and kind of cry on his shoulder, but I got to have somebody to cry on their shoulder too, you know. So Jack, I appreciate you letting me do that. Let's go back right now and do one more song by Clyde Murphy. And I like this song, and it simply says, I'm reading it now, and then I'll be back with the message.
Tell her that I really understand it. Tell her that I finally found a way. Mother always wanted me to read the Bible. She wanted me to do some praying too. She pleaded with me to accept my Savior, but I thought I had worldly things to do. I'm reading it now.
Tell her, Lord,
I'm reading it every day. Tell her that I really understand. Tell her that I finally found the way. It hurts to know how much I worried Mother. She prayed that I might find a way somehow. It took a while, but Lord, you can assure her I found the book, and Lord, I'm reading it now. I'm reading it now.
Tell her, Lord,
I'm reading it every day. Tell her that I really understand it. Tell her that I finally found the way.
Yes, sir, tell her that I finally found the way. Let's send that out to Harry and Armetta Weigel also. And I would like to say that I appreciate the cards that we received, our birthday, which is on the 17th of February. and what you the cards that you send, we certainly appreciate that and recognition of that. Okay, let's go right now to the message that we preach, and I hope that you enjoy this. It says, "Should we look for another? I cannot afford the slightest mistake in believing that Jesus Christ was the Messiah. If I am deceived here, then I'm lost forever." You see, the Jewish prophets lived and wrote the centuries before the periods in which Jesus appeared in Judea. Furthermore, the Jews, about the time of Christ's appearance, the appearance of their Messiah, who they supposed would deliver them from subjection to the Gentile nation and place Jewish power in the ascendance upon the nations of the earth. They were not expecting the kingdom of Christ to be purely spiritual. They did not understand their own prophets, whose doctrines would be pure and spiritual, whose administration would be blessing, not only to the Jew, but also to the Gentile. And yet his life would become so humble, his sufferings so extreme, and that he would terminate the old dispensation and die for the sins of the people. I suppose these facts in Isaiah 53, "For he was wounded for my transgression, he was bruised for my iniquity, and the chastisement of my peace is upon him, and by whose stripes I am healed." He was despised. He was rejected. He was smitten of God. So you see, the prophet Isaiah visualized some 800 years before the birth of Christ. You see, the Jewish prophets outlined in detail the character, the life, and the death of the Messiah. But yet he came to his own, the Bible said, and his own received him not, but to as many as did receive him, he gave him power to become the sons of God, even though they had written about him, even though the old prophets had outlined the way he would come into the world. The Jewish people, the prophets, wrote about it, they read about it, and they did look for the Messiah. They created in their own image of what they wanted as a Messiah. A blinding thing to them, even though they were very religious. I can't use the terminology spiritual. It was religion, because you see, the religious order had already set the plan in order. The Bible said in Isaiah that he was born of a virgin. "Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bring forth a child." And thou, in Luke, the gospel said, "And thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin." But yet they created within their own image just exactly what the Messiah would be. They were so wrapped up in religion that they could not see really the plan of God fulfilled in this man called Jesus. The Messiah they created was in direct violation to the Messiah the God of Israel had promised. Because you see, he came as a lowly servant. He came not to be served, but he came to serve others. He came as a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes. They looked for a king with royalty. They looked for a king with power and authority to establish a kingdom upon this earth. But Jesus said he didn't come to establish a kingdom here. He came to establish a kingdom within the hearts of men. You see, the choice then is whether to believe Jewish prophets or whether not to believe. Because he came as a lowly Nazarene. He didn't come with kingship and royalty like the Jewish people had expected. If Jesus of Nazareth had comforted to the views of the Jews, there would have been three direct testimonies that he was not from God. First, their views was partial, prejudiced, and wicked. They decided to believe that they preferred to believe and not what the evidence should have led them to believe. And today, we look for Jesus in many different ways. He would not have fulfilled the prediction of the prophets concerning him. So John said, "Are you he, or should we look for another?" And today, what kind of a picture have you planted within your heart and your mind about the Messiah? What is it that really brings you to Christ? Is it because you are condemned within your sin? Is it because you have seen that you are lost without God? How do you see Jesus Christ? Is he truly the Messiah? Is he the one that can save your soul from sin? Is he the one who can set you free from the power of sin? Is he the one who can give you that peace that only cometh from God? Is Jesus Christ the Messiah? Is he the Lordship of our life? Can we look to Jesus Christ and be forgiven of our sin? Can we go to Calvary, there be crucified? As the Apostle Paul said, I have been crucified. Nevertheless, I live, not I that live, but Christ that liveth within me. Is it true that in Ephesians, the Bible said, for by grace are we saved through faith, that not of ourselves that we might boast, but it is freely given the gift of God? Is that why that we read in John 3:16 that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life? Is he truly the Messiah? Is he the one who can carry my burdens? Is he the one that can forgive me of my sin? Is Jesus truly the Messiah? Have I been fooled by misinterpretations? Am I looking in the wrong places for the wrong thing? Or have I looked in the right places and found the right thing? Have I truly found something to believe in? Or am I only trusting in a figment of the mind? Have I been disturbed? Have I been deceived? Many questions linger within the hearts of people. And even in the time when Jesus walked the face of the earth, even those that followed him, I would say at time they had doubt. I would say at time they were not thoroughly convinced. They saw him work the miracles. They saw him feed the 5,000 and more. And they saw all these things that happened by Jesus Christ. And I would suppose that many asked the question, is he the Messiah? Because it had to be a very personal thing. And when we come into a personal relationship with God, that's exactly what it is. Our mother cannot make that decision. Our fathers cannot make that decision. Sir, ma'am, you've got to make up your own mind. The songwriter said you've got to walk that lonesome valley. And you know, in searching for the truth, sometimes it brings on many questions. In searching for the reality, we sometimes are faced with many questions. We are made to doubt. Even the devil came to Jesus on the Mount of Temptation, and he tempted him in all points as we have been tempted. And yet Jesus said, for it is written, stand upon the word of God. You can take God's word and stand through all trial. You can take the word
of
God.
Well, I did this message in 2002, and I just felt like doing it today. I've mentioned a lot of people on the broadcast today who have passed on. And if you hear that name, then just realize that it is a tape, and I'm retaping it. I've got a lot of good songs on there, and Clyde Murphy was a great friend of mine. I remember he came to Skelton, and he said, this is the first church that I've ever taken membership in, and he took membership there, and Juanita and did also with him, and Wanda, and I can't remember the other, Paul Height. And these were wonderful friends of mine, but they done passed on. And about every name I mentioned here on the broadcast, they is people who have come and gone. So I want you to realize that this tape was done back in 2022. And I just felt like doing it today. I want to do some of Clyde's songs. And in that one song there that we did, The Great Speckled Bird, that was done by Sherry Williams and her mother. And her mother's done gone, and I'll tell you, a lot of people who have done passed to the other side. So let's pray together. Father, we're thankful for these people who have come our way. And Lord, people that we've been able to preach to, preach with. And Lord, one day we'll walk on streets of gold together. And Lord, we thank you for this ministry. We thank you for everything you do, and that you might receive all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, neighbor, I got to get out of here. It's been good to be with you today. Next month will be my birthday, the 17th of February. And if you'd like to send us a gift to kind of help us along in the radio ministry, we would appreciate that. Okay? Goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
He has born. your grief and sorrow, there's no reason to be.
You can write to me, Box 2642, Meadows Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts. Box 2642, Meadows Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.
The storm you feel within your soul, reach out in faith, cast your care upon Him.
Just reach out in faith, cast your care upon Him.
You know you searched in all directions, but the way is not safe. It seems a confusion and doubt, they seem to lie on every hand.
Mm-hmm.